Long Walk to Equality. US astronaut Mae Jemison was only a little girl back in the 1960s. But she was old enough to know that there was something strange with the Apollo astronauts as she watched them go into space on TV. They were all men. No women could be seen. That was the most absurd thing in the world. Jemison, now an astronaut herself, once told The Atlantic, "I just thought, would the aliens actually think this is all there is to humanity?" Fortunately, the past 5 decades have seen the world becoming a less absurd place. From NASA's first astronaut class in 1959, which was all male, to its 2013 class, in which half of all its 8 members were women, we can see how things are changing. And on March 29th, another history was about to be made, when an all-female team, Anne McLean and Christina Koch, was scheduled to make an all-women spacewalk, since all previous spacewalks were done with at least 1 male astronaut. But that plan was eventually cancelled, due to spacesuit availability, which means NASA doesn't have 2 suits that fit women. The world is pretty absurd after all. In fact, tests have long proved that women are not at all less competent than men when it comes to space tasks. But apparently, test results are not enough to fight off the world's long-existing bias against women. According to Atlas Obscura magazine, female astronauts were sometimes asked sexist questions during news conferences. Examples include how they would live for a week without makeup, or how they could leave their children behind to go on space missions, when male astronauts were never bothered by such questions. Hopefully, give it a few decades, we'll be able to see a world that's fully grown out of its absurdity in terms of gender equality. And hopefully, when aliens do come to visit one of our space stations, they'll see humanity in the way it should be.